I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a long drawn out ending there. Okay, this part of the show is brought to you by First Five California. Have I mentioned it's Friday? Oh, I think I might have mentioned it a time or two. Oh my God, it's so great. Next Wednesday on Valentine's Day, the actual day of Valentine's Day. Oh my God, love is in the air. We are doing a live secret show at the Fairmont in San Jose. And very few lucky people are getting to join us. You have to be over 21 and be calling number 97 right now. Today's the last day for this. 800-400-3697. Call us up. If you're calling number 97, we'll give you a pair of tickets. Please bring a brand new pair of pajamas with you. Go get a pair of pajamas for the pajama drive that they're doing at the Fairmont in San Jose. I believe our friend Rudy is going to be joining us.
That's correct.
Sitting on the panel.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to have him do a warm-up or anything, are we?
No.
Just
part
of the show.
If you want.
If he wants to.
I'll ask him.
I thought he was absolutely great when we did the warm-up.
Well, I'm going to ask him, does he have a different bit?
Yeah. Because we don't want to see the same bit.
Oh, and I swear those bits were alike. But I still laughed my ass off.
Yeah, we need new bits. Well, one is our, you know, that other one was on one of our podcasts, right?
Yes.
So, yeah. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I would like to hear another one of your millions. I got a million of them. I would like to hear another one of your
millions. Yes, I would like to hear it. I want you to come up with a really great one of your millions stories. Oh, my God.
Oh, baby Donna.
Don't clap. We have to be quiet.
Are we?
No, let's get it in the mic. Have a cry in the mic.
Diamond just came in, everyone.
Let's see if she'll say anything.
She's wearing a Gucci headband. It looks like a soft pink color Gucci headband.
She's very stylish.
Kind of looks like a gang member, though.
Would you call those black pants? She's wearing.
They have little gold hearts.
All black. Mm-hmm. Like with a model would. Models, of course, know to wear the black, the thinning black, everyone, with the gold hearts. Would you call that a Chanel? Is that a Chanel bottom?
Oh, this is, or Gucci. I mean, okay. It's fashionable for sure. Let's see if she makes any noise. Oh. Hello. Hello. What's going on? Do you have anything to say to the Alice listeners?
You can see this at RadioAlice.com.
Oh, my God. Look, I got to turn her to the...
She's a baby.
So cute.
Yeah, pretty cute baby.
She's pretty good. She's a good one. Yeah. You should keep her. She's pretty good. Where's Anita?
She's somewhere. I think she went to
the bathroom.
Yeah. She's like, take the baby.
You know what's so funny? Save this video. So the other day I was looking at the video. Remember when my kid came in and was sitting in my chair and I put the mic in front of her? I was looking at that picture just sort of like, oh, man, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. And my kid walked in and I go, who's this? And she's like, it's me at your work. And I was like, oh, so cool. I love it. Yeah, you'll love it. Definitely take some pictures.
Hey, little Diamond, just like reading on a regular basis, activities involving early math are going to give you a head start in kindergarten. And your daddy and mommy can learn more at firstfivecalifornia.com. Mm-hmm.
Oh
my gosh, she's so soft and smells just like a baby. I know, I want to keep her for a while. Yeah, we're going to do that. I haven't held a baby in years. I think the last baby I held might have been Isla.
Oh.
It's been a while
probably.
Since I held
Wow.
a baby.
Hello.
And she's four.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't really see any babies.
Last week, I think I held Colette's baby. Clip.
Oh. Colette has a baby?
5 months old, I believe.
Oh,
yeah. I haven't seen her in so long.
Oh, she's fabulous.
Little boy.
Yeah.
Oh, you cutie. You can tune into radioalice.com/watch.
You forgot the kid's name?
Yeah.
Kid.
Probably. Yeah. So cute.
All right, so our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Nightshades are veggies that are hard to digest, like eggplant, Sarah.
Oh, okay.
Nightshades are tomatoes and eggplant, too, I think.
I said tomato, right?
Was that you did.
Yeah.
No, oh, you're right, because it was a pizza thing.
We're not doubting you.
Oh,
you always pull weird stuff out.
When he said eggplant, I went, oh yeah, I probably don't know what that
is. 415 says, my parents live in Cape Town, South Africa, and they've had the worst drought. It will be the first city in the world to run out of water. Day zero is estimated at around April 20th. Super scary.
Yeah, that's a first major city to I mean, what are they going to do? Like, how many people live in Cape Town? Millions?
What are they going to do?
I don't know. I'm asking you. I thought maybe you had the answer.
I don't have no answers.
I have a baby right now.
Okay.
So do you guys know what desalinization plants are?
We sure do.
So the
they've talked about this in the Middle East for a long time.
So the Israelis, I think, are the experts in the world for it. So they actually helped build one in San Diego and... So I think they'll probably do something like that in South Africa.
Well, they're going to have to do something. What did you say, April 23rd? April 20th?
April 20th. Well, that's a texter. I mean, you know, who knows how high they are.
I just posted a video
that's true.
A video on the Alice Instagram of Diamond in her first appearance in the morning show studio. Thank you.
510 says, I love my curls, but it's nice every once in a while not to look like a lion at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. No, I understand that, you know, it does seem like there's that also that I wish my hair was straight. I wish my hair was curly.
Whatever you don't have is what you're trying to get. You should just, I like her with the curly hair. It's kind of fun to see her with the...
Although you don't often hear guys going, I wish I was a chrome dome. That doesn't happen too often.
That's true.
Let's see here.
Hey, have Diamond talking to the mic.
Yeah, Diamond, speak up.
Say something.
Put
already.
Put her a little closer.
Say something.
Stop being so shy.
What does she usually
say
at home?
She's just quiet. I mean, I'm a total stranger, and she's all, yeah, whatever.
She's usually exactly like that. She's super chill. Just hangs out.
I have a bunch of questions for Anita. I don't know if they're appropriate, though. Anita,
you don't have any questions for Diamond? What's up?
She's staying in the lounge.
Yeah, she's hiding.
Jin Shuang.
Come over here, Anita.
Zwenshi. It's Zwenshi. We're mispronouncing it. No wonder she's not talking.
Come on, Anita.
Win a settlement in a lawsuit, says 707, it's tax-free. You don't pay taxes on your reward.
Oh, good.
TGIF.
That's great.
Well, again, with the taxers in the pot.
Yeah,
I mean,
we
don't know.
You don't.
Lawyers get a third of for their fees. Legal costs can be up to 7 to 10%, however.
Oh, so you're... Above and beyond paying them for their services, they also take their giant lump of
right.
the... Yeah, that seems fair. I remember watching Aaron Brockovich. You remember that movie?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
When the lawyer goes in and he's going to sue, you know, the big corporation mm-hmm. for all the townspeople. And he goes, and I think they took 50%.
Wow.
And he was like... And they're all like, what are you talking about? He goes, well, it's either that or you guys can have zero because we're willing to take this whole thing on and do all the work and fight the case for you.
Right.
And then you'll get some. And we'll get a lot.
Rosie Crane is an amazing talent. Grew up in Pack Heights, attended Marin Academy in San Rafael. Adam Levine has been her mentor for a number of years.
Oh, boy.
And has taken her on tour with Maroon 5.
Oh.
Please keep playing her music. Love her voice. You know, the name's escaping me, but Michael Franti, it sounds like, has come down the mountain, so to speak. He was in Bali for, what, 2 months?
He was.
So I just saw him on Facebook, I think, and he was posting that he was in Nashville writing another record, and he'd met some young lady... artist on, like, he'd followed her on Facebook or something and thought she was so great, and he's got her on his record.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fun.
And of course he's a great mentor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he flew her in and helped write one of the hits we're probably going to hear whenever the record
right,
comes
wow.
out.
Whenever the next Michael Franti record happens.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
707 says, I've never had to shave my armpits. Been blessed with no hair growth there at all.
Oh, lucky you.
Good for you. But what about your toucan beak, huh? We all got something, don't
That's
we?
That's right. Sure do.
My 9-year-old son loves that Vinny quoted Little Rascals. He loves that movie.
What?
I don't know.
That might have just been it, but they might have been quoting Vinny.
Yuzette's stories are the best around. Where's Washaka?
Oh my God. That was so classic.
Yuzi, I think you and I are Latina soul sisters. The secret show was off the hook. I was similarly ratchet in my younger years.
Ratchet.
LOL. The secret show was amazing.
It was so good yesterday. It was so funny.
She's crazy. She's crazy. It's time to use that.
What a good baby.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. She's standing in my lap right now. You know how they like to stand?
Uh-huh.
Barely support.
How much does she weigh right now?
Let's see what happens.
Oh, yeah, let her go.
Okay, I'll see if she stands up. It's a great idea.
I don't know how much she weighs right now.
She feels like about...
We can go to the doctor
soon. I'm going to say that's a 12-pound
What does
baby.
Her sweatshirt say?
It says, ain't no mama like the one I got.
Oh, cute.
That's funny.
Does it say Prada in there anywhere?
It doesn't.
No, Chanel.
Yeah, sorry, Chanel.
Come on, she...
510 says, oh my God, how many times is Michelle gonna say like? You should count them.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
I didn't notice either. Well, that's
925 says, Sarah, let the poor girl speak.
Oh, I thought I tried to shut up some. It's hard for me. I get very enthusiastic. Vinny actually got a question in, which is
he
unusual
did.
When I'm in.
Shocking, I know.
Oh, no.
Oh, get him right up to the mic.
Ganu, don't worry. I know what to do. Oh, your face looks so sad. Be sad. I got you.
Oh, I just got milk all over my shirt.
Don't be sad. Oh. You're so cute. Don't worry. I got you. I know.
650 says, Diamond equals Brynn's mini-me.
Just look just like Brynn.
So cute.
Yes, you do. Yes. You looking around for mama? She's like bubbling and oh my God, I hope you're watching on radioalice.com/watch. Don't cry.
Happy Friday. Been listening for 15 plus years. Learned what a lap kiss was from you guys on my way to school in 7th grade.
Fantastic.
With my mom in the car.
Well, you should learn from a close friend.
Haven't stopped listening since. Love you guys. Congrats, Vinny. I meant to skip that part, but okay.
Yeah. Oh, Vinny, 707 says, I'm going to name my next cat Washaka, just so I can open the front door and yell that name on a regular basis.
Oh, my God.
It's too good. It really is.
That was one of the best parts of the story, but...
I never thought her name was weird.
It's just fun. I just never heard
Washaka.
That name before.
Washaka.
She's like a shocker. Washaka.
Just want to say I love you guys and happy Friday. You guys are my best friends in the morning. I find other friends during the rest of the day. XOXO.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
So glad to hear John didn't have a heart attack. My dad went through a similar elevated heart rate for reason issue. And just a slight medication alteration solved it.
Huh.
Hope it gets better. OFOC.
Yeah, it was just scary. Especially, I was totally just, he woke me up a couple hours after I'd gone to bed. And then he was like, well, we're going to the hospital. Oh, okay, here we go.
I'm an ER nurse. The rule of thumb is double whatever the patient tells you regarding how much they drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's probably true. I mean, who doesn't lie down their vices? I don't do that much.
707 says, yesterday's secret show was ratchet AF. Damn, I love you, Z.
She's got a million of them, you guys.
Yeah. We're,
And she's promised us one for next Wednesday's live secret show.
The reason it was all men on Ashley Madison is because women can find someone to sleep with without going online.
Yeah. Right.
That's right.
That is right. I would never cheat on my husband, but the only reason I would, because of sex. He has zero drive and on medication that makes it worse.
Oh, no.
Last time we had sex was August. Before that, it was 14 months prior.
Oh, that seems ridiculous, doesn't it?
I slept with myself laying next to him in bed this morning. So it goes. Most marriages I know of, this is 415, are having sex only a few times a year.
Oh.
Or not even yearly. Yeah, I refuse to be in that. I refuse. There's no way.
Yeah.
That's not an option.
It's funny because, you know, I make a point of at least once a week just because I feel like you got to keep that rolling.
And well, you got, you know,
I don't know how
easy,
a person would
be
like,
oh, tired.
I get it. You're sick of me. So let's break up. I don't understand why we would stay together if we're not
the
interested.
Children.
Well, come on. So what are you going to sanction my cheating?
Yeah, go ahead. It's fine.
All right.
Don't bother me with that.
That's
have
because
a good time. Don't bring any diseases home.
4 and 5. That's because women don't need a sight to get some dummies.
Yeah.
All right. Take it
That's
easy.
Right. You're a woman. You're going to rule the world. Remember that.
Jamie Dornan also starred in a show called The Fall with Gillian Anderson. He's really good in that one. He plays a serial killer.
Yeah. That's a, it's,
I don't
remember what channel or streaming service that's on, but I've seen promos for that.
It's they say it's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get a little barfy up?
No, I'm just trying to keep her happy. You know, made her stand for a while. Now I'm don't be sad. Don't be sad.
Kind of weird how those tech companies who pioneered work-life balance are now dictating how people ask for dates. Time to start prepping for that cyberpunk dystopia, Sarah. Those tech companies did not even kind of pioneer work-life balance. They have zero balance. Those people work nonstop. Just because they put a ping pong table in the building doesn't mean there's work-life balance.
And just because they're home doesn't mean they're not working.
Right. They have zero work-life balance.
Don't be sad. Oh, she might actually gonna burp. I felt a good gurgle.
All right.
Oh, you want
Let's
my thumb?
Get some
I did just
spit
wash
up
my hand
on Sarah's jacket.
I'd be fine with that. I can wash this thing. Yeah,
Vinny, it's Miles Davis you're thinking of. The song is called "So What," and it was. I found it.
Oh, what?
That little horn stab that was happening in that song.
That was a Jesse J song on the... Which soundtrack was that on?
It was on...
50 Shades.
A Jesse J song, yeah, from 50 Shades.
All right!
Wow, the Human League put out a new album.
That was the... Do people call them MGMT or management?
I call them MGMT, but I don't talk to anybody about them,
right,
so someone else would know.
It's MGMT.
Okay. That's who we're talking about here. Very, very 80s sounding record.
Mm-hmm. Well, their first album was a huge hit, and it was like pop gold. And do you remember Paul McCartney was super into them? Like, God, you guys have written. And then they sort of went anti and lost their pop sort of...
Well, they're back to the 80s.
Flair.
Mm-hmm. Isn't like that guy from Blur in that band?
No.
Damon Albarn?
Mm-mm.
What's he in, Gorillaz?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I love love, says 209.
I love love, too. It's her best. I can feel her little teeth coming in.
805 says, is Bruno Mars stealing from everybody? This newest song sounds a lot like The Girl is Poison. You know... One of the gripes I heard about the Grammys was that Bruno Mars is so derivative that anyone who had anything original to say musically should have beat him. But that's not really fair to say, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, these awards are just made up.
And frankly, you know, he's a funk guy and it's, you know, it's only so many beats. There's only so many notes, like... Okay, isn't everything a little bit derivative?
650 says, there's like, wow, that...
Boy, that couldn't be closer. Boy, that's like the same song.
But I do think, yes, that there... I have trouble with that one lawsuit that was won by Marvin Gaye's...
Robin Thicke.
The Robin Thicke song. Like, that doesn't... Yeah, it's derivative. Yes, it's close. But it sounds more like a shout-out to them than an actual theft. I don't know.
Mm.
Only a judge can say, I guess.
I just got a smile. I'm super happy.
Are you?
Yeah, and she might be going to poop.
All right.
Face just went bright red.
Hence the smile.
Yeah.
Yes.
650 says, I had to share my own experience from years ago, and it's not smart to mix business with pleasure. Never ends well.
Mm. Oh. This is a work relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Me and my fiance met at work and have been together 14 years and still work for the same company.
Oh.
Vinny, try working at an elementary school. The boys are into wearing cologne.
Oh.
Take it easy with the cologne, boys. LOL.
Yeah, it's not great. Although boys are stinky, so maybe it's for the best.
Well, I'm going to choose to believe the sort of cool kids that walked past me at the sandwich place the other day were masking the weed, because otherwise you just smell like a bunch of ladies.
Hey, girls.
And there's nothing wrong with smelling like a lady.
In this day and age, this is a topic I didn't think I'd ever have to address, but how do you tell someone they smell like cigarettes? You just say, you stink,
like cigarettes. Dude. It's highly offensive.
Oh, it just gets...
It gets rank. You smell like a wet dog.
Over the course of a day, for sure.
Yep. Especially like that, you know, a lot of times people will have like the jacket that they wear when they go out and smoke.
Well, that's actually a good thing.
We're taking pictures right now, Benny.
I'm a med student in LA and hoping to be an emergency medicine doctor. Love hearing you talk about this and the professionalism and how cool the job is, but the burnout is real.
Oh, I can't imagine that it isn't. I mean, that's rough.
707 is calling what your husband experienced tachycardia.
Yeah, I mean,
or tachycardia.
I'm not sure what it's being called. All I know is he gets a really racing, awful thunking in his chest, and it's super scary.
I really think it was a panic attack, says 415. I've had anxiety, and it has led to a panic attack a few times. It feels like you're having a heart attack, and you're about to pass out.
We've kind of explored that, and it's the thing is, they're just so random, and he's a pretty calm person. And it
just, what would have brought that on in the middle of the night, too?
It was right. I mean, we're talking about... We're talking about 9:30 at night, and he's sitting down watching football stuff. Maybe he was anxious over next season.
Right. You think that's it?
I really don't think that's it, but...
Oh, don't cry.
All right, well, we're good here. You want to hit a button, or...? Yeah,
okay, if I must. We'll be back to say goodbye in a sec.
Welcome, Diamond.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you, Michelle Wolf, for coming by this morning. She has an HBO special on right now. I think it's Michelle Wolf, nice lady. And she's at Cobb's all weekend long. And
wait, it's called Michelle Wolf, nice lady?
Nice lady.
Oh, all right.
It's funny.
Sure.
I enjoyed it. And I want to say thanks to our in-studio audience. We were so crazy today. We didn't really get a chance to say hi
to
them.
They're very sweet. They were with us for the last couple hours. So it's Julie and Jamie. And they got their...
You wrote it down and lost it?
It's right here.
There it is.
I'm being Vinny.
You just pulled a Vinny for sure.
I just pulled a Vinny. Julie and Jamie, and they got their producer of the day from the Lupus Foundation of Northern California.
Oh,
and
that's my friend Carmella from Specialized.
Ding, ding.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hi, Carmella.
I forgot how much they paid. Maybe $500? I can't remember.
It's about $20,000.
Okay, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
We're worth it. Mm-hmm. Good. I hope they had a good time. They were so sweet.
They did. They were laughing the whole time.
Oh, good.
And they've been to a bunch of our secret shows and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they were super sweet. Every time I looked in there, she made little heart fingers.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
It was really cute, so I made them back. thanks also to Anita for bringing in baby Zhengshay. Little Diamond is so cute. Oh my
God. She's adorable.
Have you held her yet?
No, I'm going to go hold her.
Oh my God, you got to hold her. She's just
I saw her, in the first or second week she was born.
You're the best friend of all
half
of
the
us.
Size. Mm-hmm.
I know. She's still not huge. Like, what is she, 3 months old? She's a peanut still.
Yeah.
Adorable. Oh my God. But smiling and everything. So cute. Did it bring back memories? Are you going to hold her too?
I'm probably not going to hold her too. No. It does bring back memories, but actually my kid was super bright red and crying really loud the whole time. So it's not really, there's
that
no similarity
so
there at all.
That is so surprising that your kid would be bright red and screaming.
I was looking at that kid going, oh, they come like this too, huh? I got a different version of that.
Well, maybe you should try for another one and see if you get one of these.
Oh, you think so? Really?
Sure.
Now that you're going to be married. I mean, is that what you do?
Yeah, you can have another baby. Yeah.
Have a great weekend. Everyone.
Bye
bye.
Bye
bye. Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.